Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 218. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? I'm back one more week. Good to be here with you guys once again. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far, and the feedback has been good. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. So I'm going to make this a quick show, unfortunately. But this week, I'm going to pull back the curtains a little bit and explain a bunch of things, a bunch of nonsense, but that's normally what I do anyways. I'm a talker, so let me get started first off by talking about going through what I spoke about, Adam and I, 100 episodes ago. 100 episodes ago, Adam and I entitled episode 118, hashtag machine cream. I believe this one is a story I told at the second job. I worked barista bar at a cafe in a movie theater, and I was cleaning up whipped cream dispenser where you got to put in a cartridge of nitrogen in it, and yeah, I don't know. This one, this nitrogen cartridge was a little off, and I got whipped cream. It looks like that trailer for that puppet movie. That was me. So that's essentially what it was 100 episodes ago. At Mem the Beaner and at For the Vin, play catch up and talk about hashtag Thanksgiving Day mishaps at work. We talk about NFL talk and a great and very real hashtag football talk. Concussion article. Adam and I are huge football fans. I'm a sports fan in general. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I'm just sports, especially World Cup. I'm all for that. But we break down the truths behind sports as well. And that's when that stood out to me, because concussions and the whole symptoms and things that happen after a concussion are very gnarly and real. So that one was a great conversation for us. We hit Comic Talk, Comic News, DC Comics, Teen Titans, Green Lantern movie rumors. We hit Supergirl, Gods of Egypt, Lego Movie 2, Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars The Force Awakens, and Marvel Secret Wars news. We hit comic reviews. We hit Silk number 1, Transformers Sins of the Wreckers number 1, which is, dude, those Transformers titles are actually really good and really worth checking out, because they really know how to humanize the characters and their robots. So that's a great fucking thing. Well, we reviewed all new, all different Wolverine number 2, Howling Commandos number 2, Saga number 31. I still love the fuck out of Saga. It's a great read. Best way to put it is it's a love story. Yes, it's a Romeo and Juliet / Star Wars story. The whole different factions between both sides, races, not liking each other, and they end up having a kid, and they have to bail off, and the shit they go through trying to survive after that is dope and beautiful, and all the characters are gorgeous, dude. We also hit We Are Robin number 7, which I was loving, which that was one of the books of the week. I'm a Robin fan anyways. All of the Robins, my favorite Robin is still Nightwing. Dick Grayson, he grows up, becomes Nightwing. I love Damian Wayne right now. So, all right, that's what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. I'm going to hit a few things real quick. First of all, I'm going to hit last week's episode. This kind of sucks doing by yourself. I feel like I was pampered last week because I had my boy RG with me, and I missed that bouncing ideas aspect off of someone. So to be here doing this alone, I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I want to fucking do it. Like, I went back to the promised land again, and it felt fucking good. And it's like, shit, I'm going to have to do it solo again by myself now. So yes, RG and Victoria, I did it again. What we spoke about The Office earlier today. Anyways, last week's episode was fucking dope. Again, RG had a lot of fun with him, dude. I'm going to break down several things and let you guys... I'm going to pull the curtains back just a tad so you guys can understand more what I'm doing. And RG was fucking dope to have on. So this episode's going to be more based on his interactions and reactions and everything about last week. So first off, I want to talk about why we entitled and why we title episodes the way we do. I'm very meticulous, and so was Adam. We would always try to come up with a title. It was always the hardest thing to do. It wasn't the material or the content that would be the struggle. It would always be the title. and we'd always look at each other and try to come up with the best hashtag for it. And I don't want to say misleading, but to Adam and I, it was always there was always a double meaning behind it. Like, it makes sense to the audience when we say something, but we kind of hit the same point and run back around full circle to the point where we get back to there again. And it makes sense to us more than you guys as an audience. So last week is, there was a point in the show. Now we entitled the show hashtag fireworks. Now I was hoping it would give our listeners a chance like, okay, we'll just size this nerding out with one of his friends. And they're really excited about this new project they're going to tackle. So yeah, I can see the fireworks. It's called fireworks because these guys are falling in love with this fucking idea. No. Well, yes, but also on top of that, I live right next door to downtown Disneyland's next door across the street from it. So every night I get Disney fireworks. Our schedules conflicted a bit. RG got here, and as we were talking, right when we were going to take a break anyways, the fireworks started going off, and I started hearing that, and that's just getting them shot up. So I had to end it real quick and take a break. Now, hence fireworks. That's pulling back the curtain, guys. RG and I know this. That I can share that, I don't care. But, like, you guys gotta know, too. Like, this is more meticulous work. Especially the editing aspect, which I'm gonna go into a little bit more now. Because it's a different type of a headache I'm not used to. So, had a great time. That's why we entitled it hashtag fireworks. Now, the editing process, I hope nobody caught. But there was that point where, last week, I never listened to episodes that we put out unless Adam was extremely funny. I would go back and listen to him because I know legit he was having fun. Or whenever I had a bunch of people, friends on, Sergio's episodes, David's episodes, Albert episodes, the 150, 100, the 200, those are the ones I listen to because I want to and actually enjoy my friends. Knowing that I can make them laugh is beautiful to me. And if they can make me laugh, that's even dope. But, like, it does something to me. Like, knowing I can get my friends to laugh makes me fucking feel good. So I did listen to last week's episode, and you know what? Fucking RG fucking had me cracking up, dude. Like, he had lines on there where it was just fucking hilarious, and that's RG anyways. Homeboy had me rolling on left-handed Jewish pitchers, and that's a legit conversation we fucking have, dude. He said that he sees all the work I put into it, and yeah, there's a lot of work behind this, and I'm going to go somewhere with this too because it's going to make more sense. I'm playing the long game here, but it's going to be a tight show, and we'll see how tight I can make it because I'm just fucked. We'll go into stores right now. He did see it, and I love that he saw it. So, and even he said, you know, I see how much you love it, and the compliments he was given was dope. And it's a passion project for sure. It's more of a headache now, but I still love it, and that's what fucking sucks, dude. So even knowing as much work as I put into it from like, okay, I'm the homework guy and Adam was the tech guy. I never looked at Adam like from a sense like, okay, well, he's not doing anything. No, he's doing half the work. I'm doing half the work, and we're putting out this fucking podcast. So it was never that. Now, me taking the reins of the whole thing, it's a different type of headache, and fuck me. And yet, I'm still here. Week four, fuck me, I think this is a month now. So I still enjoy it, and I'm still going to keep doing it because I love it so much, sadly. Now, going into that, speaking of that, now we have LA Comic Con and San Diego Comic Con coming up soon. So we're going to have panels, interviews, floor artist alleys. And on that note, I just want to talk about the behind-the-scenes process. The video, the editing, the notes, the whole work behind a podcast, like in general, any podcast, especially at a convention or even a beer fest that RG, you know, used to attend that he mentioned last week, is a lot of fucking work. Don't get me wrong, the connection with new people you meet and just great people you meet behind it and the friends you really legit end up meeting and like you're chatting with, I've met a lot of friends, and like I consider my listeners friends because shit, they know so much about me that they become friends is fucking dope and fantastic. The kicker is it still doesn't take away from the work factor, especially at a convention. So I have San Diego Comic-Con coming up July 18th through the 22nd, coming up really soon, and I think I'm okay to do it. It's just the work factor. It honestly almost stops being fun sometimes because of the work you have to put in at a convention, getting pulled from one place to one place to interview this person, to interview that person. I shouldn't bitch about it because I love doing it, and I just always want to provide content on whatever I have anyways. I don't watch TV, so give me a fucking sports figure, and I can probably do it. Give me a writer, artist, comic book writer, artist, and or just a writer of novels, books in general that I know your material, and I can probably shoot the shit with you. I don't watch TV, so if they invite me to do a Luke Cage panel or a Cloak and Dagger series, Cloak and Dove, Cloak and Dagger, a panel and interviews with the cast in, you know, Walking Dead. Like, it's like, I can survive a interview. It's just a different type of fucking monster, especially now I'm going to have to do it solo. So now it seriously, in all contexts, makes it a completely different type of monster. It's a fucking beast at the San Diego Comic Con, and I'm going to tackle it solo. And that's not a bad thing. I love my boy. I miss my boy, yes. And he helped out. Like, homeboy was a runner and a gunner. And I do miss him. And I have a news update for you guys, too. But, yeah, so to do it solo, and, like, I am getting interviews lined up for a bunch of things, and again, the beast that San Diego Comic-Con is, a lot of people have not been. It's like the mecca of fucking everything, pop culture. And it's that the fact that it got so mainstream now, I kind of hate it for that. But I love how people embrace it now. And it's the thing to do now. So that's where I'm coming from on that aspect. So if anything, we'll see what content I can bring during those days for sure, though, that I'm out there again, July 18th through the 22nd. Definitely check out my feeds on Twitter at For the Villain or Instagram at comic_syndicate on Instagram. Like, I snap the shit out of everything. And, Snapchat too. I'm pretty sure I'll toss out some videos and just to keep you guys updated and posted on what the fuck I'm up to. So that's what I have for that. It's a fucking beast. Let's see what else we got here. Okay, so Amazon.com. Now, we normally tell you guys to buy, purchase, please help us out. Don't do that for the time being. I'm working on a new link. I need to contact Amazon, and I need to configure a few things behind the scenes, way more information than you guys fucking need. But that's just part of my headache right now. Last few things I'm going to hit is deep dives and rabbit holes. It's going to be a separate entity, and I don't want to our listeners to get confused on, okay, well, let's make reference to both, although I want to do it, but I want to keep them completely separate. And deep dives and rabbit holes, we have our Facebook page. We have a Twitter account. So Facebook page, just hit deep dives and rabbit holes, like the page. We'll keep you posted on shit we're doing, what's going to come up next or soon. We have a Twitter account, which is Deep Dives R. That's literally the Twitter handle. We have the Instagram account, which is at Deep, all lowercase, at Deep _ Dives _ and _ Rabbit _ Holes. I believe I called all that, I think. Okay, so find us there. Hit us up. If you guys have any questions, we have everything laid out where it's like, okay, we're ready to rock this. But again, that's a side project on top of this, so that's all I'm going to talk about. Follow my boy, though. He's fucking cool. last thing I'm going to hit is I'm finally beat, guys. I'm mentally drained and just so sleep deprived. The past 2 weeks, it's been really hard for me to catch a good night's sleep. A few people in my personal life know, like, holy shit, Josias, you are working a lot. And when friends want to hang out and it's like, dude, I'm working, or it's like, when, you know, I only see them like every other month compared to people like that actually talk to me and I hang out with, you know, more so that I care about and vice versa. No offense, I do care about everyone. It's just that people that really know, like, holy shit, you look tired today. It finally hit me, dude. A second job, I'm fucking slammed. The office hasn't been crazy. Some days are more strenuous than others. And it hit me. Second job, just lack of sleep. And it hit me really fucking good, like a ton of bricks. Like, I know I'm fucking tired. And the fact where it hits me, where it's like, fuck, Josias, you really need to sleep more. Trust me, guys, I completely know everyone that has told me, I know. And it's not that I deprive myself on purpose. It's just that when I get off so late at the second job, it's really hard for me to go to sleep. So if I go to sleep at 3 a.m., yeah, if I'm up at 8 o'clock, 4 hours is not proper sleep for anyone. So that's pretty much it, guys, on the behind-the-scenes aspect of it. I said it was going to be a quick show. Last half is hopefully going to be quick. I'm going to make it as quick as possible, but... And I'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon, and you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. This is Comic Talk. Hopefully you guys didn't mind the first half of the show. I didn't bring any news. It was just more like touching base and the behind the curtains. I don't know how people normally feel about it, but Archie saw the monster that it is, and he understands it a little more. If anyone does record a podcast, you guys know the headache it can be. Doing everything solo fucking sucks. So if anyone that knows me, I'm a fucking talker anyways when I have the time to talk to you guys. Anyways, Comic Talk. Disney, dude. Lucasfilm puts future Star Wars spinoff films on hold. This one came out because of the lack of response for Solo, which I really enjoyed, and it didn't do as well. Unfortunately, a blockbuster film is not a blockbuster film by their numbers, but that's pretty much what it is. Paramount rebooting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film verse again. I could have sworn they just did that, and I didn't watch any of those movies. I was a huge Ninja Turtles fan. So, Jonathan, if you still listen, Spectre Vision, dude, fucking let me know what you feel about that, because I haven't spoken to you in a while, homie. Fucking miss you, dude, by the way. Dara reboot in development by new MTV Studios, and I believe I dropped the Max last week or a few weeks ago, and you know, Aeon Flux, Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy, I believe even that era, yeah, so that's one of those shows that was spun off. Top Gun 2 eyes Nicholas Holt and Miles Teller for key roles. Sony's Jumanji sequel, still haven't seen part 1, is set to be released December 13th, 2019. I heard nothing but good things about it. Halo TV series finally ordered by Showtime. That's been a project in limbo for the longest time. Next one's going to be really interesting. So Tom Holland got the script for Spider-Man 2, and he keeps doing this. I don't know if they keep giving him stuff because he spoils so much shit. He put out the script, and apparently they gave him the script, and on the back it said exactly what the title was. And he gave off that one, which was, I believe, Far Away From Home, I think it was. That's not even the news I'm fucking tripping out on. Like, okay, Tom Holland, you're fucking dope, but, you know, you keep spoiling shit. This is the news that's tripping me up more. So, Spider-Man Silk Movie spinoff is in works by Sony. Sony is not good at putting shit out. They're going to put a Venom movie really soon, I believe the end of the year, or maybe even the end of the summer, with fucking Tom Hardy as Venom, as Eddie Brock. I don't know if I trust them, but that's one that dropped. This one dropped today, guys. Jared Leto set to star in Sony's Spider-Man spinoff of Morbius. Morbius is the living vampire. He's a vampire straight up. He feeds off of criminals, kind of like Blade. And actually, there's a great interaction between Blade and Morbius, because Morbius goes after villains. He kills villains. Blade has to kill every vampire because that's his job. So there's an odd interaction between all three of these characters that do crisscross. What he brought to the table for the Joker, I hope Sony's development team says, okay, we see what you're bringing to the table. Go for it. We love it. Because I don't want to see fucking Morbius with the fucking gold grill fangs. That's unnecessary. That was stupid by DC. And I'm going to go through DC's bullshit soon, too. First Captain Marvel trailer should arrive in a few months, says Kevin Feige. We have Marvel Studios planting seeds that could lead to Young Avengers, which they really need to do. Looking at it in the bigger context of the movie, Infinity War ended, all their contracts are up. All the remaining characters were the original Avengers. All of their contracts are up. So if they're going to walk away from the movie, which they pretty much are getting older as well, that's sad to say, they really need to get some new younger blood in the mix, and they really do have to introduce some younger characters. So that was interesting. We have Jessica Jones, Kristen Ritter to make directorial debut on season 3 of an episode. So I love that series anyways. Dope. This is going to wrap back around to Star Wars Obi-Wan spinoff, rumored to be eyed for Disney's streaming service. So again, I thought that one was interesting. Next one is still going to be on Disney Marvel, I guess. Disney receives U.S. antitrust approval to buy Fox assets. Now, I was just talking shit on Sony, but to get these other characters back in the Marvel Studios catalog would be fucking sick. I know David from my second job, Cool Kid, he's a movie guy. I love the second job because a lot of movie people, and we shoot the shit about movies, and I get people's opinions of how good and how bad it can be. And I do get both sides. And it's not like, okay, I just want my heroes back. Is it going to be a monopoly? Yes, in a sense, it is. Time Warner, I believe AT&T purchased Time Warner about 3 weeks ago. So if this deal goes through as well, it's just going to be the bigger corporations, bigwigs, are going to have the material to spawn off and reboot and reboot and reboot and reboot. So I get it. I love original content. So, David, I don't know if you listen, but, homie, I totally get it. I don't think we've broken down that conversation enough. Like, I do respect where you're coming from. I just want my fucking heroes back. So you got to understand that, which he's really good about understanding that aspect. DC News, we have, well, fuck my life. Nightwing director praises current trajectory of the DC extended universe. At least that's one of us. Okay, so that's it. We have a Joker origin movie's working title was revealed. It's called Romeo, I believe. And this is the one that's going to star Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. And this is the movie that's actually going to be a spinoff. It's going to be not in the DC extended universe world. It's supposed to be like a dark universe type of deal. And yes, in this... okay, speaking on the same thing, Jared Leto is going to have his own movie as well, like a Harley Quinn Joker movie, and Jared Leto is still going to be the Joker. So that DC keeps throwing shit at the wall still just to see what sticks. I don't like it at all. That's about it, dude. Batman solo film rumored to be a reboot, which still takes place in the DC extended universe. So I liked Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne and Batman. I fought for him from the beginning, and he wasn't the worst thing about Batman v Superman. I still haven't seen Justice League yet, so I can't talk shit about that. That's all I got. And then I guess just working on the San Diego Comic-Con, dude. Like, that's what I have up next. That's a big beast I'm preparing for. Am I ready? No. Am I getting prepared? Yes. It's, you have to get prepped for these things. Westworld, Daredevil, Punisher could be at – actually, they're going to be at Comic-Con. So if I can score interviews with the cast of any of those would be dope, minus Iron Fist. Wonder Woman cast, I guess I would love to interview Gal Gadot. I doubt we're going to get that. I doubt I'm going to get that. Star Wars The Clone Wars to celebrate 10th anniversary, there as well. And I love the fuck out of it. So to interview that cast would be dope. Voice actors, yes. But again, shit that I know about. Like, I think that was the last cartoon series, I guess, I was watching. So yeah. That's the content I have for you guys. I can go into a bunch more shit, but I, like I said, I'm going to make this a quick show. I'm going to go over through some reviews real quick. First one's going to be Batman number 38, The Origin of Bruce Wayne. Tom King's the writer. Travis Moore is the artist. Julia Brusco is the artist. It starts off with a young boy having to cope with the loss of his parents. And it, he's sitting down and he's just distraught in this huge mansion. First thing I gathered from this is like, oh fuck, this is young Bruce Wayne. It almost looks like he's talking to an older version of himself. And then the next page jumps into some panels of a man cutting himself. Like paper cuts, razor blades, just card cutting himself up. And then we see it, the scene now shows Batman interrogating him. Asking the dude, how did you get out? He's like, I like cutting. But now it turns out that turns into more of a, as Batman tries to figure out what's going on in this particular murder, in which the victims are placed as if they were a clock. So 11-11. Batman, like, he's the greatest detective. He believes that it's Two-Face. Now he's going through his Rolodex, like, okay, which one of my fucking villains fits this profile type of deal. Which takes him to his next lead, where he finally gets answers. And okay, we learn through panels back and forth. It keeps going back to the boy, distraught about losing his parents and talking to an older gentleman. And we finally get the name of the kid, and the kid's name is Matthew. So it's like, oh shit, it's not Bruce. It's not a young Bruce. So little by little, as the story goes on, I like the back and forth. It goes to this kid talking to an older guy and Batman trying to figure out, solve this puzzle, this case. It's really cool, though. Now it comes full circle, like I said, back to the boy, and Batman's trying to solve this case again. And it's really cool because now we learn, like, it comes full circle, and it's like Matthew is talking to Bruce Wayne as a man. And he's like, I'm all alone now. And Bruce is like, I know you're scared. It's okay to be scared. It just means you get the chance to be brave. So Bruce Wayne is telling this young kid that Bruce suffered the same thing. He's like, dude, now it's time for you to do more. But then we see something really twisted from the boy, Matthew, as Batman confronts him. And now we see Bruce and talking to this kid and, you know, Batman on his case. So keeps jumping back and forth on the case. Yet every time it jumps back to the conversation with the boy, it's Bruce Wayne talking to this young boy, Matthew. And then that's when we see Bruce realizes, like, how sick and mentally unstable this boy really is. And this boy's twisted infatuation, I guess. And Bruce finally sees himself in this way. And it's weird because they kind of start arguing. Like, Bruce is like, fuck, this kid is twisted. Like, I can talk him off this ledge. And the kid's like, no, Bruce Wayne lost his parents. And look how strong he is. It's like, I can use that and I can become the greatest thing ever. But Bruce keeps encountering it like, holy shit, this kid is fucking off the reserve. And that's the thing that's interesting about this story. Matthew's like, I'm Master Bruce and I will not. Never stop fighting for the light, for Gotham, for mommy and daddy. And then again, it's fucking with Bruce so much where he's like, stop it. You're not Bruce Wayne. You're a sick kid with dead parents. But it's one of those things when you say something out loud and it's like, fuck, I'm talking to myself type of deal. And then Matthew says, well, yes, but what else is Bruce Wayne? and this, again, twisted infatuation. The way the story went down was beautiful. It's a little fucked up. It's a little gnarly, but I loved it. So that's one. Next one I'm going to go through is going to be a run that I want to encourage more people to just to jump in and check out. My boy Adam got me into Jason Aaron as a writer, writing the original, fuck me, dude. It was Thor, the God of Thunder, which I want everyone to read. God Bomb was dope. And I believe it was Assad Ribic was the artist at the time. Beautiful art, and the writing is consistent and dope. So this is going to be a premise, dude. Original Sin was the arc, the story that happened at the time, the event. Jason Aaron was writing that. Mike Diotto was the artist, where we see a young Nick Fury, or I guess our old school Nick Fury, which is the white Nick Fury. I know that sounds weird, but everyone's used to Sam Jackson. He wasn't always a brother. That's his son. So Nick Fury's son is Sam Jackson, I guess. Nick Fury, white old Nick Fury, do something that sets some odd things into motion. It's the death of the Watcher. Now, Nick Fury knows he's dying because his infinity formula is depleting, and he wanted to choose someone, one of the heroes, as his replacement. Then they learn of what he did, which leads him to become the Unseen. So he kills the Watcher, and he's kind of burdened and cursed with something at the end. But during this event, he whispers something to Thor that everyone knows. So yes, think of Chris Hemsworth, Odin's son in general, that takes his worthiness away, which leads him to no longer be able to wield Mjolnir. Now, it was an okay story arc where it was going. An event, it wasn't the best event, but one of the cool things, best things that came out of it was Jane Foster is able to pick up Mjolnir, and she becomes Thor. First female Thor we've kind of seen, I guess. I mean, I guess Storm has held the hammer before in a different universe, but this is a female Thor in our 616 universe. So at first, the backlash was like, oh my gosh, Marvel is doing this. No, this was a beautiful fucking title. I want everyone to fucking read it. It was still Jason Aaron writing it. Russell Dodderman has been the artist for so long, and it's pretty much Jane Foster by this point. She has cancer, and she doesn't have a lot of time to live, and she's doing her chemo treatment, so she's doing all the treatments she needs. And once she picks up Mjolnir, she becomes from this young, frail woman. I mean, she's got to be my age, mid to late 30s. And every time she picks up this hammer, she becomes Thor. And it's so exhilarating to her. And even the hammer itself talks to her differently than what it would talk to, or never would talk to Thor, Odin's son, before. So just the story in general was fucking dope. And as the story progresses, again, find the Mighty Thor and type in Jason Aaron. Find the trade paperbacks. They're great. Every time she picks up the hammer, though, as his story progresses, like, she's such a great, strong character and a great, strong female character, and she's just a legit badass. More impressive than what Thor ever did, I mean, in a weird way. And the way Jason Aaron wrote it was, like, she still has cancer, and then the way he wrote it was, like, every time, though, she would pick up the hammer, it would redact and take away any chemo treatments she would ever be going through. So there was no point of her, like, every chemo treatment she would hit or go through would be non-existent because the hammer was taking, sapping up so much energy from her. So now the numbering does get off differently because a lot of the Marvel titles were numbered from the original numbers. And again, such a great story, dude. So it's her now realizing, like, shit has happened in Asgard, and she is needed. It's such a beautiful story. She's on her deathbed. Doctor Strange is there. Odin's son, you know, is there now. And her friends legit are there like, yeah, we need you to never pick up the hammer again. Not because you're not doing a great job, but just because we give a shit about you. Like, we care about you. So you really gotta stop doing this shit. And she's like, okay, I respect that. Like, you know, her sensibilities about her, she's always Jane Foster. She's always a human. And that's what's beautiful to see, especially like, you know, she's like, okay, you guys care about me. Let's fight this bullshit together. Something happens, though, in Asgard where Mangog comes around. And that story is great. And this is like a god killer in essence. And he's just destroying Asgard. And he wants to destroy it because of something that Odin's son's father had done, the Allfather had done. And he's just rocking both of them. And it's sad because we see her in her hospital bed and Mjolnir's just like at the window, like, dude, we gotta go to work. Like, it's, shit's going down. And we see her like in this moment, like, fuck, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I have to go to work. That was fucking beautiful to me. And I loved the fuck out of it. And everything that goes down, her fight, her heart is fucking dope. Just to wrap that around, dude, like, I love my boy Adam, dude. He got me hooked on Thor, God of Thunder again, God Bomb, by Jason Aaron and Asad Ribic, and I've been stuck on it since. He became unworthy, so Odin's son became unworthy, and just a story that has continued on with the unworthy Thor, which is Thor off in his own story, not being able to wield any hammer. Minus the Ultimate Universe Hammer, which those stories were good too. I have reviewed those, but I was just catching up on these ones the past 5 months. I've been off the Comic Syndicate, and I have been working. I have been reading. I've been writing. Like, I'm trying to write reviews. It's hard for me, dude. So this one kind of hit me like, fuck, it's time to go to fucking work. It's time to go to work. Like, you can't get rest or, yeah. So I don't know. I always give weird reviews with the past few episodes, which make sense to people, hopefully. But yeah, dude, this is pretty much shit I'm reading, and it's beautiful. It's great. Again, Russell Dodderman is the artist. Jason Aaron is the artist. He writes Southern Bastard. That's Southern Bastards for Image Comics is a non-kidly, non-Marvel title, and it's way more ballsier, way more gritty, and that story is grounded. Very racist, but it's shit that people go through, I'm pretty sure, still in parts of the United States, off of the bullshit news we watch on a day-to-day basis. So if anything, I just want you guys to pick it up. If you guys need help finding me, I guess set you in the right direction, definitely do it. But The Mighty Thor has been dope, and she goes through shit, and it's a beautiful read. And the art is gorgeous, and Jason Aaron knows how to write these fucking characters in this world, and it's dope. So it's worth checking out. I want to say Book of the Week, definitely, or Book of the past 6 months, but these reviews I'm dropping to you guys are all my Book of the Year candidates already. So little by little, I'm going to pick and dissect. I have half a year to go now. So we'll see how that goes along with Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. So thanks for listening. I know I said I was going to go short. I'm a talker, so that's my – I don't know if that's good or bad, but thanks for sticking around. So do me a huge favor, guys. Don't just subscribe to the podcast for sure. Share the podcast more than anything. That means more to me. Give it to someone that doesn't know shit about comics. Give it to someone that doesn't know shit about things that are going on with comic news. If somebody wants to start their own podcast, it's like, dude, listen to this, because homeboy is going through the same headaches that a lot of podcasters go through. And it's just ironing out everything where I sound fluid or consistent. So there you go. I should edit that out, but no, on the same note, that's exactly what you're going to get. I edit the things that need to get edited out, and that's not one of them. Edited out is not one either. So guys, share the podcast for me. Give it to anyone that you think would dig, and if I was funny, it's hard to be funny by yourself. I'm not a joke writer. I can write for people to say funny shit, but I'm not a comedian, so to do this by yourself sucks some balls sometimes. But it also takes a lot of balls to go fucking 40 minutes, and I'm just about there, and I'm ready to tap out because I'm fucking tired. Hope you guys understand, and I hope you guys are still on board. Next few weeks, I'm going to give you guys more information about more stuff. Next week, I'm going to have more content for you guys as far as no behind the scenes. If you guys want more behind the scenes, let me know. I can tell you stories. If you guys have questions about anything, if you guys want to hit up know about deep dives and rabbit holes, find those spots that I told you to go to. It's going to be its own separate entity. And I guess last thing, since I'm talking about it, I have mentioned him several times already throughout the day and talking about the mighty Thor and you know, Thor, God of Thunder. Talking about my boy Adam. I didn't realize that was the underlying theme behind it. But honestly, I fucking miss homeboy. And I did check up on him yesterday. Hit him up like, hey, homie, how you doing? And it took him a while to get back to me. And then by the time he got back to me, I was at the second job. And I couldn't get back to him, so I hit him up earlier today, like, hey, man, my bad. And just catching up with him. He's doing good, guys. He's really doing good. I think he's listening to the Comic Syndicates because he told me something about my new co-host. He's like, hey, if you don't mind getting me on, you know, I'd like to be guest host sometime. I'm like, dude, first of all, anytime, you're fucking on. And on top of that, dude, I still have the Comic Syndicate going. That's not going anywhere. And anytime you want, dude, like, it's your fucking home. So that made me feel good just to know, like, okay, fuck, dude, I don't have him every week. I don't have anyone any or every week. So any guest I have is going to be just fun for me. So, all right, I keep rambling. I will catch you guys next week. You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. Find us in iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Subscribe and share. I'll catch you guys next week. Hope this one was an okay show. Peace out.